So pleased that you can be with us this morning online from all over the world now, and so thankful that you are tuning in from different parts of the globe. And for all you in UK, welcome, and all those who are normally with us at today's community church, welcome again. And just to let you know that during the talk, if you want to interact with the chats, I encourage you to interact. They are on this side, the right-hand side of your screen. And also, if you click on to the Bible icon there, you can follow along with any scriptures that we use as well. Can I tell you that I want to speak to you this morning on the whole subject of your it, your state, your lot in life. Let me tell you about someone I know. I know this man that it seems that his life always touches crisis. And so when I meet him, he tells me a story, and he is either one of three categories. One, he is either going just into a crisis, he's in the middle of a crisis, or he's on the back end of a crisis. And you may think that that's a little bit over the top, but you know, we all have life, and life happens to us all. There is a fictitious character from a TV series from eons ago, and I know there's been remakes of this, and I'm speaking here about the Addams Family. And the fictitious character that I want to remind you of this morning is Cousin It, a lovable little hairball. Basically, this guy is a hairball with sunglasses, and he doesn't live with the Addams Family, but he is the guy that visits the home. And he comes in all kinds of forms. So in one series, he's a double agent for the government, and in another series, he's something else. And my point is this: the bottom line is that we all have a cousin It. Cousin It comes into our homes periodically, it comes into our lives, and this it, this situation, this character comes in and takes all kinds of forms in our life. And sometimes that's a welcome visitor, and sometimes a very unwelcome guest also. My question to you this morning is simply this: what's your it? What's your current it? What is the stuff that is going on around you or going on within you? Maybe you heard some news recently, and that was the unwelcome visitor into your house. Maybe there's some circumstances that you're going through right now, or an ailment. Maybe some of these things that come into your home are actually beyond your own control. Maybe this current season of lockdown is your particular it. Let me give you some reality about the it that we are in currently. Our it has more influence on our lives than we would probably ever believe. Your it is a teacher. Your it can be a menace. Your it is a Sabbath. Your it can be a destroyer or a healer. Your it is no respecter of persons. It can possess you, or it can release you. But my words this morning, I want to be an encouragement to you. And the word of God for today that I want to bring is simply this: it came to pass. It came to pass. It came to pass. And I don't know if you know your Bible, but in the Bible, many times this term is used. It came to pass. And it's speaking here about things that come and then they go. You know, there is always an opening line, and there is always a closing line. We could say it started and it finished. People come, people go. Feelings arrive and feelings leave. Walls are built up and walls fall down. It came to pass. I think sometimes when we are in our particular it, we get caught up believing that things may just never change. I want to share something with you that I heard Bill Johnson of Bethel fame say recently as I heard him speak. And I love the words that he said. He said, "Let's not create a theology around what God hasn't done. Because if we do, this gives our unbelief a safe place to reside." You know, I'm personally convinced this morning that if we don't believe that it, put yourself there, at your own situation, your own it, place it there in the middle of that sentence, that if we don't believe that it came to pass, then neither will we ever see beyond our present reality. So glad that Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew 24 and verse 35 says that, and Jesus quotes, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." I was reminded as I was thinking about this subject of a guy in the Bible who had his own cousin it. And if you like, he had it going on within his life. And in John 5, it tells the story. We heard it just a little bit earlier in the gathering. John 5, here's this man sitting by the pool of Bethesda, crippled, he's lame, and he sat on the floor waiting to go into the pool, of which there was healing apparently within this pool. And just one or two things that I notice about this situation. Firstly, I believe this man had good reason to believe his cousin it would never leave him. The Bible says that for 38 years he'd had this ailment. It doesn't say that he'd sat at the pool for 38 years, but he'd certainly had the ailment for 38 years. The second thing that I notice is that no one was really helping the guy. He dialogued this with Jesus. He has this conversation with Jesus and basically says, "No one is helping me." And you know, sometimes when we're in the thick of our it feels sometimes that we get stuck. It feels sometimes that even though people are trying to do their best, that no one's really helping us, that we're not really getting out of the situation. And so the second thing I realize is that he felt totally stuck. The third thing that I noticed is that it was not only his legs that were paralyzed, but his future too. You may feel like this today, that in this it, whatever that looks like for you, in this season of lockdown, in this particular season that other people may not even know about the stuff that's going on in your world, you may feel a bit stuck. You may feel paralyzed. You may not only feel paralyzed in this season, but you may feel that your future is paralyzed too. You know, Jesus asked him something. As he stood next to this man at the pool, Jesus arrives and he asked the man, as he's conversing with him, he asks him the question in John chapter 5, verse 6. He says to him, "Would you like to get well?" Now, I don't know about you, and I don't believe that Jesus ever asked a dumb question, right? But when you think about that question, "Would you like to get well?" I can imagine this poor guy obviously sat down on the floor, waiting to get in the pool, couldn't get in, and he's thinking, "Jesus," and he may have even said this, "Jesus, are you actually serious? I've been sick for 38 years, I can't walk, and you're asking me, would you like to get well? Are you serious?" And you know what? As we continue that conversation and think what might have looked like, I can see Jesus looking straight back down at him and saying, "No, are you serious?" that there was something going on in this dialogue, that Jesus was having this conversation with him to bring this man to a point of, well, do you really want to be well? This is what I believe. I think Jesus knew that sometimes we get so used to our paralysis. Sometimes we get so used to being stuck. We get so used to our paralysis that it becomes the uncomfortable comfortable. It becomes our norm. It becomes the thing that we've lived with. We've been in this it so long that we just don't see any way out, and it becomes our uncomfortable comfortable. Jesus, after this, instructs him. And again, unbelievable statement, and that he says to this man, he says, stand up and do something. I don't know what this guy was thinking or what you would think if Jesus said that to you in your it. But he said, stand up and do something. And again, this guy's saying, are you serious? I can't walk. How can I even stand up? Jesus says to him again, no, are you serious? Stand up and do something. He placed the onus on the guy. He didn't just heal him and help him up. The Bible doesn't say that he grabbed his hand and pulled him to his feet. He said, stand up and do something. He said, take up your mat. Do something. Take up your mat. He said, but Jesus, I can't walk. How am I supposed to do that? And eventually this guy gets hold of, do you know what? I need to act. I need to do something here. Jesus said, stand up. I'm going to try. And I don't know, with lots of people watching, this guy gets up to his feet and immediately is healed when he does what Jesus told him to do. My question to you this morning would be simple. What do you need to do in your it for Jesus to help you? What's he saying to you right now? What is the thing that he's asking you to do? And I close off this morning with the sight of Jesus on the cross, dying for all of us so that we might be free from our sin, from ourselves, that we might know liberty and freedom. And after he's carried the whole weight of the world's sin on the cross, towards the end, he says these now famous words, it is finished. It is finished. And this is because his own it came to pass. I want to say that when he died on the cross, he completed something that we couldn't do for ourselves, bringing freedom from us, from our it, from our situations, from our sin. Maybe you're listening this morning and you don't know Jesus personally. I want to give you the opportunity now to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Whatever it you may be experiencing at this time, Jesus came to pay the price for your freedom, so that you could be relieved of yourself, your sin, your situations.